I'm Declan Ralph, and welcome back to The Week in Review. And joining me now on the line is Dermot. Good afternoon, Dermot.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
How are you? Dermot, you're down at the ninth now Dublin Anarchist Book Fair. Down in Liberty Hall.
Yeah, actually I'm standing on the corner of Marlborough Street now, right at the moment, outside the Flowing Tide. But yeah, we're using that place as well.
Excellent, excellent. How are things going today?
Well, it's great. I always like to talk about it as being an outbreak of liberty at Liberty Hall. It doesn't happen very often. There's a huge amount of stalls and meetings going on, and we had our first meeting starting at 11 o'clock, and they're going through all the way through till 6. So we've got a number of interesting speakers lined up, like Margareta Darcy, who people will know from her protest in Shannon and was imprisoned by the Irish government there and only recently got released. Selma James, who's an activist campaigning on women's issues for the last, I don't know, since the 1930s really. So she's here as well. We had somebody talking around punk culture and DIY and that ethos and how it carried into the movement. So a host of interesting talks going on really.
Yeah, because I mean, the title probably is almost a misnomer at this stage. It's not really just a book fair anymore.
Yeah, no, it's never. Yeah, really. I mean, books are important to us because they really contain the ideas. And what we are about is not just trying to sell books, but really it's about keeping the idea alive in relation to social movements and building a social movement and trying to break away from the sort of parish pump dependency politics that exists in this country. So away from going down to your local TD to try and get somebody on a housing list and more into actually campaigning, making links within your own community and building a movement, a mass-based social movement that can bring about change. Because we think change is not going to come through scratching a piece of paper every 5 years. The policies are exactly the same. It doesn't matter which government gets in, and I think that's been proven to the electorate in the last change that we had after the regime of Fianna Fáil coming down and we got replaced with a regime that's almost identical. So there's an old adage that we say it doesn't matter who you vote for, the government always wins. And I think we're really experiencing it right now.
Yeah, and so would you say you have given up on the, as you say, the as you describe it there, the parish pump politics and the, I mean, well, is it not better to stay within that to effect change rather than...
We think democracy is done a great disservice by the sort of X factor that we have in terms of people making short-term policies all to do with popularity, and there's no strategic thinking going on in terms of government. We've always had an issue with that because we believe in a leadership of ideas, but we don't believe in leaders and led. So that's really the idea behind the book fair, is really to try and build that idea of a social movement and create space for people to meet people involved in campaigns. Like we have a speaker that's involved in the anti-fracking campaign that's gone on in Leitrim and Fermanagh, which is a huge issue, and it just comes on the after the end of, well, a campaign that's still ongoing in relation to what was going on in Rossbrook around Shell to Sea. And these are really big issues that affect communities directly, but also they don't just affect communities directly, they affect the entire nation. I mean, if you pay attention to what happened in relation to the tax breaks given to Shell, it means that they will not pay any tax on the oil and gas that they extract for 25 years. And that was a deal that was brought in by Bertie Ahern. So I think that story in itself encapsulates the issues around parish pump politics, around this popularity contest.
Okay.
We're much more in favour of people being involved in campaigns, mass-based campaigns, and employing tactics like direct action.
Yeah, and notwithstanding, I suppose, even that issue you talk about there, without getting into the detail of one particular issue, I suppose, but it may be a lot of employment for people in that project, even though it may be not a project that you would support?
Yeah. No, well, actually, if you actually investigate the figures, you'll find that actually the employment is not as big or substantial as you might actually think. I think there's something like the project is something like 10 years behind schedule. It's 200 million over budget. It's a complete nightmare for Shell, and I think there's something like 30 to 40 jobs at stake at the end of it in terms of their plant, that their refinery that they're building. So, I mean, if you compare that to longer term, the tax take that should have happened in terms of what it was originally set up at 1973, I think, with Justin Keating, went that 50% of all the earnings would go directly into the state coffers. And now we're in a situation where nothing goes in for 25 years. I think that kind of puts paid to the lie about employment.
Okay.
But the other issue, we have other issues that we're going to be debating, like media. And I think that that's really important in terms of the role that Near FM play in terms of covering this. But if you look at state media, the limits of the debate are really, really narrow, so that you're given options about, well, we must all suffer during this period of austerity. But nobody actually asks about who created this austerity in the first place. Who's responsible for all the speculation? What are the speculators paying? They could do a deal in terms of NAMA in relation to property developers, but they can't do a deal in relation to people who have unsustainable mortgages. So it's always the same people, the same 1%, that get looked after in Irish society because they have access to power. So you need to fundamentally change those structures if you want to get listened to.
Okay, Dermot. Well, tell us, as I say, it's running, the book fair really is running over the weekend and the other activities as well. You had a film last night. You have some activities planned for later on to this evening. And tell me about tomorrow, and it's a cycle tour. What's happening then?
Yeah, there's a cycle tour, and we're stopping around various locations throughout the city. And really, I think it's an interesting exploration of various issues according to where we stop. So we're really looking at space, property, the use of the city, a lot around squatting. There's kind of been a bit of a resurgence in terms of the squatting movement. And actually, that ties in completely with, in relation to what happened with NAMA and what happened with... there's a lot of property that's disused or unused and unutilized around the city. And at the same time, we have rising figures of people who are actually homeless in the streets. So all these disparities and anomalies directly affect people's lives. That's a political issue. So what we're going to try and do tomorrow is we're going to go on a tour around the city, exploring different places where squats happened in the past, what the story around them. And we're also going to be looking at just the general theme of accommodation. We'll be stopping outside the Department of Justice and looking at their long-term policies in relation to travellers and traveller accommodation, which is something that has been legislated for since 1998. Yes, the local authorities continue to disregard those policies and don't build traveller-specific accommodation. So all those issues are going to be explored, but it will also be, hopefully, a sunny day and we can actually get out on the bikes and enjoy the city in spring.
Indeed. Okay, Dermot, well, the best of luck with that, and I hope the event goes off well for you and that you do get a bit of sunshine tomorrow for that cycle tour around about the city.
Oh yeah, and just one last thing, Declan, if anybody wants to come down and meet us, we'll actually, we have a bit of a party in the Flowing Tide tonight. It's €5 in, there's a couple of DJs, and you know, you might get to meet some people and maybe go on a cycle ride tomorrow and meet new friends and try and change the world. It'd be great. And also it might help us pay back some of the massive losses that we actually, that might have, help us pay the bill at Liberty Hall, you know.
Okay.
So it'd be good.
Important.
All right,
important to pay the bill too. Okay,
exactly,
Dermot.
Yeah.
Thanks a million for that. That's Dermot there down at the 9th Dublin Anarchist Book Fair.